We'll start with Gordon Munro. We're here outside the Scottish Parliament, and tell us why you came down to the protest.
Because I support the protesters. I think this is the wrong thing in the wrong place and for the wrong reasons.
I asked Shirley Ann Somerville if she'd met anybody who's in favour of it, and she said she'd met one. How many have you met?
I don't think I've met that person. And because everybody that I speak to and what I do as local councillor, people just are appalled and amazed that they're actually looking to do this.
Moving over to Rob Munn, do you feel the same? Have you heard any support for it?
Absolutely none. I've got representations from constituents right across my ward, and I've not had one saying this opposition to biomass is a bad thing. I've had plenty from all walks of life, all kinds of housing in my ward that are against it. It's the sort of thing that people are talking about at the residence committees, which normally deal with factoring issues. They're talking about the impact of the biomass plant on their environment and their Leith.
You'll both get a chance to speak at the meeting that this ends up at. Have you got a sense of how it's viewed within the council?
At this point, no, because the council officials are still considering the implications of the application, and that would be coming back from people like transport, environmental health, planning, and city development. So they'll all be feeding that in to a report. So we haven't seen the report, but what we do know is that the council was quite critical in the response to the scoping report, which came ahead of the application. I thought some of the language was much more critical than I was expecting. So I don't know if that gives us an idea or not, but I think the fact that there was a long-term plan for Leith Docks, and this now this application really challenges that for future generations, is bound to have some impact on where the council sees this going.
There's no indication of what the report recommendations will be. There's no indication from planning committee members, apart from Councillor Munn, their intent on this proposal. However, I think the weight of local opinion will be such that will carry a significant part and will be a significant element in the council decision on this. And I think that the weight of the opinion will be against the plan. And therefore, I think that is enough. I think that will swing the committee's decision on that, irrespective of the recommendation of council officials, I think.
If the planning committee goes against it, what happens then?
That opinion will be considered as part of, when it goes and considered by Scottish Government ministers, it will go into their appeal process or decision-making process. And I think the weight of the City of Edinburgh's opinion and the recommendation of the officers will all form part of their evaluation of this application. And again, I think if the city decides it is against it, I think that will carry weight with government ministers. Or I hope it will carry weight with government ministers, irrespective of who is the government next after me.
Within the SNP, we know that Shirley Ann Somerville's against it. Do you hear similar feelings within the SNP here in Holyrood?
I don't know. I mean, I was speaking to Rosanna Cunningham earlier on, and obviously a government minister, so she can't say anything on the subject.
But she came to the protest.
She came to the protest to find out information. What I would add about what the council can do, it's a statutory consultee. It actually has longer than the other statutory consultees like SEPA, Scottish Natural Heritage, and that's so that it can take their comments into consideration as well, and it also, if the council objects, that will automatically trigger a local public inquiry, which will tie this up for months, if not years.
Perhaps to the council elections.
Well,
I wouldn't. Council elections are May 2012, so it could still be a live issue.
But the council could really put the spanner in the works here for Forth Energy. If it comes to that, we'll see what the reports come back to. But I agree with Gordon. The public opinion is overwhelmingly against it. I was going round Leith last night. There's posters up in flat windows. You might expect that. There's businesses on the shore. Bernard Street with posters up in their windows. You know, people are, as I say, people are talking about it, the residence committees, they're talking about it in the bars in Leith.
Yeah.
They're stopping you in the street and talking about it. I think it would be a very strange move if the council and the committee were to back it, given the public opinion against it, and particularly the kind of general unity of most of the local members against it. I believe Louise Lang came out against it yesterday, so you know, you've got cross-party support.
When Leith puts forward its opinions, and with a united voice, it's usually on very important issues such as the naming of the docks, such as the loss of the name from the parliamentary seat. And I get the same feeling that the same body of opinion is there. So you've got a whole range of people here that are expressing their opinion against this proposal, and that's quite unique. But also people are a lot more alive and alert to issues now, and the technical patronage and patronisation of people is long past in the electronic age, and I think that's the fatal flaw in the process that's been, or the approach that's been taken by Forth Energy on this particular issue. As I said, they felt that they could patronise people over on this issue, and people have actually taken them on their own ground and on their own terms.
Do you feel Forth Energy were naive?
I think they knew exactly what they were doing. I don't know whether they ever envisaged the backlash that they've had, particularly over the Leith site. I don't know what it's like at the other applications that they've put up, but they should have known, given past history, you know, an interest in things from their original plans for the docks for housing and other uses, that there was a lot of interest then. That's been stoked up, and they've come back with something which was bound to provoke a fairly negative response, at least as kind of a knee-jerk thing, and it's gone beyond that because people have been able to educate themselves. So you've had things, you know, like the web resources, like the Greener Leith website, who've been very good at disseminating ways or other websites to get information from about biomass elsewhere and health implications, etc. So people have been able to get the information and seen through some of the spin and flim-flam that's come from Forth Energy at some of the few public occasions that they've put themselves up to scrutiny. They've been found wanting.
Yeah. And the sheer crassness of this proposal is such that they're putting it in what would have been the main green space in the docks development, if it developed. It's going to be on what they were calling Central Park. So they could not have done this in a more... I just find the crassness of this just staggering, you know, because in terms of the development, the east end of the docks should have been where the industrial development took place. They've decided to plant this in Central Park. That indicates to me that they have no commitment to green space in the docks development.